Oh my goodness. All right. You asked for it. I have a situation with two people. All right, so let me get it going. So I meet somebody, you know, and the guy was smoking a cigar, like some big shit. But it's two nice people. They look great. There's a park on the road, right?
Oh, it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
But what took place? How did you know how we got it? He said, I had a lunch. Yeah, I basically. He had to screw up to get into the right situation. I'm not going to try to unpack it because it's recorded. It's fun. He was open. When he never told her that he had that.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
For some reason, found out about his name or something in his Facebook, and he found you know what the new woman did? You know, on that page, Google it, found out. She called me. I'm just gonna leave it right there, get ready to listen to it. I wouldn't say a hell of a lot, but I'm living at the airport, washing in the airport scene. You know me.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
He's got a roller coaster of a rock ride. You got 45 minutes. It's a good one. I know what you're listening to. I hope you enjoy it. I gotta be honest with you. He was so confident that he went to the store and he had a light to light a cigar. So without further ado, we'll unpack. You just listen.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
But maybe you can learn something from this one. It's a good one. Fun one. But I know what this is. And I hope I never get into this circumstance. I doubt if I ever will. I mean, you know how you ladies are. Y'all want guys with money. Y'all want this and that. But she did say, and the reason why she's with him, because he's a good person. And once he found out, once she called and found out what he was dealing with, I think she needed to rebuild him. That's what they're saying. So here we go. And it's just the only way we do it. Yeah, man.
That's smoking a Cuban cigar. I don't know how the hell he got it in.
Hold on a minute. I want to get this shit from the beginning. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in front of a guy that's smoking a Cuban cigar. I don't know how the hell he got it in. Then he had the nerve to ask, can he learn how to play golf? He's questioning me about the playground. But now that you mention it, you've had to fuck up before you was blessed with a beautiful person.
Oh, yeah, I had to fuck up.
How did you fuck up?
Well,
because if you say how you fuck up, she's going to be watching out so you don't fuck up. So go ahead and say it now.
Oh, yeah. Can I say it?
Are you ready?
Oh, I cheated.
cheated. Was it? Cheated, but I didn't. Don't hit me now. Was it with a man, a woman, or female? Okay, I just want to get that clear.
I cheated.
I got you, man.
I went back to.
Oh my God.
My ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm married.
Hold on a second.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, you know how we do. I don't know. We're going to unpack this shit. You were already in a relationship with someone else. And the woman that you cheated on against the other one, you married that particular lady.
Yeah. No.
All right. So that's why I want to get it clear now. We want to get it right now. Now, how many people were in this circle? Three or two?
So
okay. So now we got to get it right.
So here's what
Don't mess up.
I'm not going to mess up. This is...
This is a like porcupine
when I say,
moment.
When I say glory be to God.
All right. Don't play with like that. I just left out of here this morning.
Yeah, it comes from an awareness that you can only have when you go through something. It's not a frivolous thing. It's not a lighthearted thing. It's not even for the faint of heart. It's for those who have overcome something.
So let me ask you a question.
Those who have almost lost the greatest thing God could have placed before
you. Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask me anything you want.
When you fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Was you worried about any repercussions with respect to getting caught or let alone having a baby outside or catching something?
No.
You need a drink. I'll go get you a drink.
I was just trying to stay above water because I felt like at the time I was sick, like spiritually sick.
Because you moved. Because you made that.
I was an atheist.
Okay, but you cheated. So that was the worst thing that you did.
Worst thing that I could have possibly done.
But did any of the women get to know one another when you did that shit? Phone calls. Who called who? The one that you was with?
The one that I was with.
Called up
the person I was with.
That I married
and was like.
Okay. So you cheated on your wife.
No.
Okay.
Let me clear.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a very interesting.
I don't know which way to sit. I'm going to leave it right here.
Clarify
that while I'm here.
Yeah, I can clarify. So. I broke up with an ex.
How many years are with her?
Of 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I want him to hear this. Yeah, so I broke up with an ex of 9 years.
Yes, sir.
We had planned a wedding
I decided that was not working. That was no longer working.
Yeah.
So you didn't show up? Or how did y'all be sure?
No. We the wedding just never happened. Like
okay.
It was arguments over. Like it was too much. So
10 months later.
So after we broke up, I had a job, which I had. Not only did I just break up, but I was living in the airport.
No kids involved, right?
No kids involved.
Okay.
Yeah, I was living in the airport.
Thank God. So you stayed in the airport and just stayed at work
stayed
all the time?
Yeah, I stayed in the airport. I was lying, saying. So I pretended as if I missed the flight every single night. Like, I worked doubles. I was working doubles, and at night, I pretended like I missed the flight.
Well, your job required you to fly back and forth or something?
No.
Or you lived in another state?
I worked in the airport. JFK.
So when you say to her, or somebody like me or her, that you missed the flight, that means your ass was going somewhere? Or you
I was sleeping in the airport.
When he left his woman, his girlfriend, he had to leave the house, so he had to leave.
So he was sleeping at his job.
She had a house.
So she put your ass out. Once you
tell me. No, she didn't put me up. She had a house.
Yes.
And I waited because she was flying back and forth. Because she moved. That's what happened. She had a house, and then she moved. And then she wanted in-state tuition for her daughter, because her daughter went to college with. And she decided to go to the state where her daughter
was. That's fair.
Yeah. She wanted in-state tuition. But then I started realizing that, I told her, I said, let me just get another job out there. And she was like, no, keep
it. Wait a minute, but you asking this woman that you cheated on.
No. I didn't cheat.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I was like, let me just get a job out there. We was together. right? This is throughout the 9 year span. This is the end of the 9 year span.
Yeah.
I said, let me get a job out there, and I'll just move out there.
And what did she say?
And she was like, no, keep the job that you have. Wait for the transfer. We were waiting for a transfer.
Okay.
The transfer didn't come. It was like almost a year and a half, 2 years.
So you was lady, sick or something?
No. So I was like, yo, you want the job more than you want me where you're at. Because I could have got another job where you was at.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe there was some space needed. And
she had a house in New York. Yeah, there was no space.
Once her daughter left her, and if she moved to a state, they could save all that tuition money. Then that makes sense. For that situation, right?
But like I said, like I have free flight benefits, so you could fly. So I was working for an airline. I could just get on a plane, like how you would catch. I can't even say
it would have been a hop, skip, and a jump for you to. If she would have said, get another job or whatever the case.
Yeah, if she would have said, look, just get another job. So I would have got a job in that state.
And did you marry the wrong woman?
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we got past the one that you were just talking about, that was a pretty good situation right there. You know,
that was a horrible situation.
Yeah,
it was a bad situation.
So you don't have children, no?
No.
So okay, she had a daughter. Okay,
yeah, ahead. It wasn't until I realized that the job was more important than me that I said, yo, you know what? Fuck this. So I packed all my shit. I waited for her to fly out. I packed all my shit.
And you followed behind them?
No. Okay. I went and I slept in the airport. I started working.
So you left out of the house?
No place to live.
But you was doing that because she told you not to leave your job. So you were already in a house. You didn't have to leave. You didn't have to get up and pack your shit. You just said, hell with it. She put the job over you coming with her.
You put the job over me.
But maybe you were supposed to just take care of the house and watch out for her while they go away.
I already did that.
Okay.
Well, I did that long enough.
So now how did you move away from that to the other problems you picked up? These are all about women, though, right?
Yeah, this is all about
women. Okay, go ahead.
Right? So I left the house. I packed the bag. I moved my stuff to storage. I packed the bag for a week. And I moved into the airport. Like I
flight number one, bathroom taken from 9 to 5, shower. How did you shower?
Huh?
How did you shower?
I washed myself in the sink. In the bathroom.
Hey. All right. Nuts and everything?
That's ass, nuts, everything.
And you closed off the door before anybody walked in?
I washed my ass in the sink. You couldn't close it.
All right, so now.
You walked in on me washing your behind?
No, it was like that. The time I did it, nobody was in
the airport. So when did you get out of the airport?
So I asked a friend of mine to borrow his car. He had a car that he wasn't using. And I had gotten him the job at the airport. He was like, nah, I'm not doing that. And I was like, all right, fuck it. So then my boy found out, I had a friend who found out that I was staying at the airport. And he was like, yo, nah, hell no. Like, come with me. Like, I'm going to get my, I got, like, I rent rooms. I rent a room from somebody.
So he hooked you up with a spot. So it's cool.
Yeah, he gave me a room. So when he gave.
Rooms?
Right? When he gave me the room.
Watch this. I like the boots.
Thank you.
You're not walking down here doing all that, not letting me notice that. I see you. Yeah, what color? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know how.
So when he gave me the room,
yeah,
I was like, all right, cool. But in working at the airport, you get this thing called a currency. Every time you're late, you accumulate a currency.
So you're getting later and later?
Yeah, so I was getting later. Because I was watching the house. I had a house, a car, two cars, a dorm that I had to take care of.
This is like, all that lady stuff that
you want. Yeah, this is all her stuff.
Yeah, but you said you left the house,
though. No, this is before I left. So it was a lot to take care of, so I had to work double.
But damn, I would have been mad at your ass if you would have left everything and I'm in another state, you're not watching out.
Hold on, it was deep in the head. So I had to work double. So I was working doubles to do everything. And I noticed that after a while, it was like I was tired. And I was like, look, it don't make no sense for me to stay here waiting for a transfer because I didn't think that they were going to give me a transfer.
You could have just left and quit. You could have resigned and went to another airport if you really wanted to do
it. No, but this is my point. I told her that. And she was like, no, stay there. Don't leave. Because it's a great job. And yeah,
it wasn't that it was a great job because it really was.
Now how did you meet the worst person in your life, you said? You said you met when your friend that you were dating for 9 years went to another state with her daughter. You wind up in the airport. From the airport, you got a room. Now, how did the other women come in?
When I left and I got in a room, I was down to my last occurrence.
Which means you got fired.
And then when I was trying to figure out how the hell do I get to work from here that day, I got there about 2 minutes late. And my supervisor was like, yo, if you stay, because they give you an option. If you collect an occurrence, they'll give you an option. You can stay and work and they'll release, they'll get rid of that last occurrence. Right? Because I've been there for years.
Well, why not do that?
Yeah. So then he said, yo, I'll get rid of the occurrence. I said, all right, cool. I stayed and I worked. And then the next day I came in, it was like, yo, we need your CIDA badge and all your stuff because you fired. And I was like, how the hell is that? So then the manager was like, yo, the supervisor didn't have the right to give you, to clear that last occurrence. I have to give you that occurrence. Although you work, you fired.
You were better off just keep showering in there at the airport, being on time, accumulate enough money to get your own shit.
That was the goal.
Okay, but now...
I thought now that, you know, once I got the apartment, I thought it was going to be an easy 1, 2, 3, but it wasn't.
So how did you... You got fired. Did you meet anybody? Did you move in with somebody?
So I was already living in a room. I had already moved in the room, which is I couldn't figure out how to get to the job from the room. So that's when I got fired. That's when I accumulate the last occurrence and then I got fired.
After
I got fired, I was like, yo, I'm going to go back to what I know.
And what was that?
Which was training people.
Oh, training.
Yeah.
What, boxing?
No, I was like working out. I was doing that for like 20 years.
So you were making some money, though?
Yeah, I was like, so at the time, I wasn't doing that for years. So at least 4 or 5 years, I haven't.
So you had to build up
your own boot camp fitness, which had closed down.
You own boot camp fitness? Yeah. Like, it was a franchise thing or something?
It wasn't a franchise, it was just one.
Where was it located?
It was on 172 Flatwood.
Across from the bar?
Across the street from the bar.
Yeah, it used to be there. It's closed down.
How long have you had that for?
I had it for 3.5 years. But a business partner quit, and he put all the
burden on you. You should have had an agreement with his ass, and you should have still made him liable. Look at me. In your partnership, you could have made him liable.
Well, that was a whole...
No, that shit would have been from the very... No, fuck that.
No,
you know, we're going in as partners. If any one of us bow out, we have to... No. What happened?
I need a lighter. My cigar went out.
It's fine.
I'm giving the story.
Fine.
Nah, it ain't fine. Let me
pause this for 1 minute and say goodbye to them. None of them smoke. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Well, it seems to me that after you got in the room, there was a lot of decisions to be made.
Oh yeah, it was a lot.
So how did you turn that around?
So here's what happened. So the person who owned the room was like, "Yo, I need this room back."
Typical bullshit.
Yeah, I'm like, so now you got it. I can have the room for extra.
You didn't have a lease with a bucket.
No,
so then that's it.
Yeah,
if you move
on. Like, yo, I want the room back.
That's how people do. They get. How long were you there for?
How long were you there for? Like, what? How many months was that?
Uh-huh.
I was there probably 3 months.
So now, after the room, where did you go? What did you do? What job did you get?
So here's the thing. So after the room, while I was in the room, right? Like I said, he gave me the room. He said, you can have it for as long as you want.
Well, that's some bullshit. If anything, right.
And then he turned around and said, I got my nephew coming from college.
He did it right because he legally knew he couldn't just kick you out.
I need it back ASAP.
So no
I'm like, how soon do you need the room? He said, if you could get out today, by this week, then it'd be perfect.
Okay. So what did you do?
So
for
by
that?
Then, the ex had already called me and was like, yo,
I was selling the house.
No, it wasn't selling the house. It was like, yo, like, why, like, Like, we fucked up. I fucked up. I apologize. She has never apologized to me. I'm like,
so who cheated on who?
Okay. So the ex was like, yo, she called me. By the time she called me, I was with her. We had just started dating.
So wait a minute. Your ex-wife or ex-girlfriend? Okay.
Ex-fiance.
Okay, so she's away. She's coming.
She's away.
So she called you back and she wants to get back with you.
Out the blue.
She wants to get back with you.
Yeah, she wants to get back.
And you have no children.
I got no children.
You didn't owe her no money.
I owe no money.
And you didn't own that house.
I didn't own the house.
She would have called me up and said, listen, my name ain't on the house. What the fuck are you talking about?
No. So here's what happened.
That this would have put some more pressure on her to know that, why are you calling me? I've already started to see someone that can change my world.
So here's, and this, that's where I fucked.
What did you fuck up at?
Because I didn't say all that. I was like,
you left her hanging thinking it's a possibility?
I didn't leave her hanging thinking it was a possibility. I was like, you know what? I was like, I don't know about this. She's like, look, I'll take care of everything. Like, I apologize. I need a surgery.
Who needed surgery?
I needed surgery.
So she had the insurance?
She had insurance.
So, okay, come on with it. Because I heard about it. So you married her?
So I was like, damn.
Because she had, you had it. You couldn't get the insurance if you wasn't.
Yeah, I couldn't get shit.
So you married her.
I was like, damn. So then I thought about it. And then I was like, man, fuck it.
You married her?
I married her.
But you knew her.
Yeah, I was with her. And then I married her.
Who'd you marry?
And then while the ex.
Okay.
And then while I married the ex, like, it's more to it, but I'm just getting.
No. It's enough to know what more to it.
So I married her, and then I was like, after I married her, I was like, fuck. Like,
did you get the surgery done?
The second I did it, Yeah, this is, like, I came back from the whole shit, and I was like, I should have never did that shit. But then I had this, I didn't know how to get out of it. So then I started doing this whole traveling back and forth. And then she eventually found out. The
so
one who I
going,
dated, I was
you,
back and forth.
You was,
I was back
that, and forth. You were juggling.
Yeah, I was juggling. So
you was like they would say, you was a pimp with only one foot, one shoe on.
Yeah, I was a pimp.
No, we not, that's just a dumbass.
Trying to be.
So now, listen to this now. Once you got caught, who caught you? She did. And I know she's trying to disrespect you.
She wanted to beat the shit out.
Because, you know, you can't be fucking around hopping in different beds. Because let me tell you something. A lot of women don't know that their man is fucking with nothing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And, you know, the rent almost don't play.
Don't play at all. Oh, after I was with him for almost a year before.
Wow.
My friend told me.
Your friend told you what to do?
She saw some things online. Yeah. And she got back to me and I verified it. Nonetheless, I found his ex information on Facebook. So I reached out to every friend she had on Facebook and told them that her man, I didn't know she was married. I said, your man, tell this woman here that her man is cheating on her with me and tell her to call me tonight. And she eventually called me at midnight. When she called me at midnight, he was at her house.
I sure was. So how long the fuck did when the call came back, now this, did you get this, when you, what made you do the Facebook thing? What was that? Was that the most impactful way to put him on blast?
Yep.
Come out.
Okay.
Are you going to the store to get a line?
No, I'm right here.
Because before I went on Facebook, I actually called him.
And told him.
I asked, I said, where are you? He kept saying, I'm in New York. I said, no, I'm giving you one more chance. Where are you?
You had already knew where he was.
I knew where he was. And he finally confessed. I said, did she know? And then got off the phone and I just did what I had to do.
Well, I want to know. How did you find out?
My friend told me.
Your friend saw him?
No.
Different pictures on.
No, it was a marathon that was happening in May. I was a running marathon.
Yeah.
And in Maryland.
He don't look like he was running anyway.
No, he's a good guy.
I'm seeing through you what kind of guy he is, because you.
Oh, in that respect. So, there's a marathon happening in a different state, and that same state, my friend has a cousin who ran that same marathon. So he called to up and said, listen, I just did so well. Check out my numbers online. So she went online and got her cousin numbers, see how fast, whatever. And his name popped up. Yeah. She's like, and she saw his name with the.
That's what you need. Open. Once you see the name, and then you go.
Yeah. And then he confessed that he was down there. I'm like, oh, okay. So I just reached out to her. She needed to know. I was raised, I'm the baby of seven. My mother is seven of us. It's four boys and three girls.
Are you from the South?
My mother is. And one thing my family don't play with is cheating. You know,
one thing your what?
Family don't play with is cheating.
So it was four girls and three boys?
Yes.
Because okay. My mother had eight. So yeah, it's four and four.
Seven. She adopted two more, so it's actually nine. But whenever my brother stepped out on a woman, mother would tell the woman, my brother, I'm gonna let you know my son right here, he ain't no good, he's cheating on you, so you need to leave him alone because you can do better without him. So if my young girl hearing that, that's what
my mother told me, don't bring nobody else to the house unless you're not married her. Unless you married her.
Yeah.
Because she forgot something. I don't know how that happened, but
yeah. And I'm
raised
in a two-family household.
With mother and father.
Yeah, so it was like, you doing...
Where were you raised, in Brooklyn or...
Brooklyn,
oh, wow, yes.
So...
Goombas over there, boy.
So to listen to that and to like, I said, no, it's not fair to her. She needs to know what's happening.
Well, he would have had to been able to make a choice because I don't think you would have stayed in it like that, right? Or you would have been comfortable with him with that
woman? The same night he left her, me and her spoke, and conversation that happened, and then he came back to New York, and I'm like, it was a huge. I only stayed because my brother. My brother said, "Have you heard his side story yet?"
Okay, but okay.
Like, no, I don't want to hear his side of the story.
Okay, but he's cool now. You say he's a good brother, and I go with that.
I actually heard, when I heard his side story, I'm like,
when you heard his side of the story, why the why? Now you didn't miss much because. Because we waited.
Oh, I didn't miss anything. I know the story.
So when I heard the why.
So he explained what he was dealing with. And he should have never married her, but he needed the insurance coverage. Was that? But was it because you said you had surgery coming, so you needed that coverage?
I didn't do it.
Okay.
So here's the crazy part. I didn't do it. Not only did I not do it, but the same day, I think it's like the same day or the same week that she found out and gave the call and everything, I saw a video on how to evade that surgery. And technically, it's really not needed. There's certain things that you can do that alleviate all the pain that you need. So I had to have both of my Achilles tendons.
All you had to do is put your... Oh, wait a minute. Don't let them... They didn't do that.
They wanted to cut it. My surgeon
did you do the heel? Yeah.
So my surgeon said you have to cut both Achilles tendons. I'm gonna shave down. I had like golf ball size knots in the back of both Achilles tendons. I had Achilles tendinosis. So they said they had to cut.
Where did that come from?
That's overusage. Like I was always running, I was always walking.
Right.
And it was like and then I had plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendinosis. So the second I felt. So it felt like this. The second I put my foot on the floor every morning, it felt like
You put your feet up and did you do the exercise? Because that's what I had.
So I had to do, I did the exercise. Not only did I do the exercise, but I had the boot.
Right.
They put the boot on me to stretch it every single night. Did nothing for me.
Really?
I didn't. Did they tell you to
drop down the weight too?
I dropped down the weight of everything. It didn't heal until I started doing calf raises.
So you started doing
what? I saw a video, calf raises.
What is that?
When you go up on your toe and come
down. Yeah, they do it. Yeah.
I had no idea that's all you had.
With that and that on that. So did you get you on the wood? Did you do the wood?
I had done like physical therapy. I had done
Thank God you didn't do the surgery.
I did a bunch of things.
Should have been rolling your ass around in a wheelchair.
Yeah, everything was wrong. Yes.
Well, it can be.
It takes. So they was like, look, they're going to cut the Achilles, they're going to shave it down, they're going to reattach it. It takes 6 months to a year just to heal.
No.
And they have to do it to both.
No.
So I'm like, the fuck? Like,
no
how,
way.
How am I?
You would have been, no.
Yeah.
No. Well, you, and obviously it's working out for you because you're gradually coming back. No. So now look at this. There was something, there was a decision to make once she made that phone call and once she called, once your ex called her. Because she initiated that.
Yeah.
Was you upset that she did what she did the way
she
did it?
I wasn't at all. I was like,
that was a way out for you?
I was relieved.
That was a way out for you?
Okay. I was relieved. I was like,
you legally had a marriage paper. Mm-hmm. So did she give you half of the house?
She asked, no, hell no. I didn't ask for nothing. I was like, I just want out. And she said, she came with me to the divorce proceedings. And at, in the courthouse, I told her, don't be there. She showed up, went, hid in the corner.
Well, this is a different type of woman prior to
you learning.
Yeah,
and next thing I know, she was like, look, I need a copy of that divorce paper to make sure that's...
If I was her ass, I would have took you right to the Justice of the motherfucking peace as you got that paper. You got me down. Now, I would have done... I'm just joking.
I got me married 10 years later.
Y'all got married. Y'all married.
Just married right now.
Y'all married.
Yeah, we going on
10 years later, you married him.
Not 10, sorry. 8 years later, I married him.
Would women think of you being like a woman that was like... You wouldn't have put up with his relationship with her, right? He wouldn't have been able to have two women like the Muslims, right?
Yeah, that would have never.
You couldn't, your family, you couldn't pull that off with your family.
No.
They would not.
My family is still to this day angry.
About you marrying him, but the way that you got your man.
Not the way I got him, but just,
stay with
I gotta see me as a, I don't know, they love me.
Stay with
me as a queen, I don't know, but that I gave them. And I gave them, and they thought I should have walked away when I knew.
Can I see your eyes when you say that? You don't mind, right?
Husband? No, hell no, I don't mind.
All right, guys, she's that's honest shit.
But I heard his story. And I'm like...
Did you think he was a wounded brother, being with the wrong woman that didn't know how to take care of him?
I thought he had too much going on in life. That he just didn't know how to make the right decisions.
Does she make most of the decisions?
No.
It's a,
we fight.
You ain't lose that.
It's not that I'm waiting on him to. Oh, I'm not waiting on him to do it, but because he was so slick.
I got a couple of bullets to go with it, but I'm gonna let you answer.
Because he was so slick with it, and he had a puzzled face, and he's a better liar than a woman. I never knew, but unless I was doing that, he was actually. I was believing him, so.
You won't believe in what?
What he was talking about.
That he didn't have another
every
woman?
Every week as I didn't see him, he can't go home with my friend. I believed him.
Wow.
Because he...
But y'all was dating when he was telling you that.
You were dating.
Huh?
No, I didn't propose until after. That was way after.
Until after what?
That was all that was done. That was...
You proposed to me.
Oh, wait. That was... Yeah, but that was like...
No, but I just said it.
What part of the clan... numbers are you? You the second oldest girl or the oldest one? You're the baby. And your mother had what? Four girls and three boys?
Three girls, four boys, and she adopted.
Right, right. So your brothers, did everybody, obviously everyone, no, but other than that, the question was going to be that everybody know what you did. As far as Facebook and having this, your family knew about it.
They don't know.
Nobody knew about it.
I think to this day, maybe about nobody.
Well, your friend, the one that told you that.
The only one I know is this friend.
And what is she saying about? So she don't talk to you no more.
Not like that. You're not supposed to. You went to her.
Cause what?
Cause I stayed.
And I tell her that's not your friend.
Cause I stayed.
Well, she didn't want to see that. She didn't want to see you do that to her.
Once
somebody alerts a male or female of their partner cheating, it's always good to slide out of the way anyway.
No, I think that what she should have done
slide out the way
what I'm saying is you that's some crazy shit. People get killed behind shit like that. You gotta be careful about that.
Your decision, I'm still your friend, I still got got your back, but I don't support.
Right.
That you're still with her.
You would have been happy with
but
that.
You know what? I'm here for you. I'm here for you. But that was not the case for her. But I'm out.
So now the great question that you said I asked, why did you say it was a great question?
As far as how does she feel about that right now? That's a fabulous question. Because we still argue about that. But I do my best to a show, right? And I know what, I was a completely different, this is like 9 years ago. I was a completely different person 9 years ago than I am now.
The person you was 9 years ago, was you a conniving, lying ass, sneaky fuck, broke?
No, I was made desperate. 9 years ago, I was.
What was you desperate for? A good woman?
No. I was desperate for a couple of reasons. For stability. It was like I didn't have stability, right? Like I said,
But when you got married, right, outside of doing it, mm-hmm. did you like that person? Because you didn't have no religion. You had no children with her. Mm-hmm. You didn't like the way she was treating you?
I didn't like it at all.
But you stayed in it for 9 years, though.
Yeah, because I needed the surgery immediately.
I'm sure was good, right?
I was in pain. See, here's the thing, right? There's a couple of things. Like, most of it, we're not going to discuss everything, right?
What we're discussing is a lot pain. More than enough.
Oh, no, yeah. I was in physical pain, right? I was in mental anguish, right?
She can't even get up.
Yeah, no, I was in physical pain. I was in mental anguish. I was spiritually challenged, right? It was a lot that had happened. And then I had baggage. I had my own baggage that I was carrying. I didn't empty, like how they say, people come to you with suitcases. But not everybody empty them shit. Most people, you don't even know they have that much luggage with them.
What was the luggage, the three ingredients in your baggage that was really holding you back? As a man, you're a black man. You're supposed mm-hmm. to be the macho guy, the thinker. What was holding you back?
Past history.
But now, this is before the women?
This before the women.
So what was you dealing with then? You know,
it was a lot. Like, I had a lot to deal with, like, as far as my relationship with my father.
Okay.
How my father treated my mother. Okay. I didn't understand how my father treated me.
But you did have a two-parent house.
No, I didn't. I never had two-parent.
Okay, so then, okay.
Yeah. I had, my mother was dealing with a man who was married for all his life.
Your mother had a man that was married to another woman?
To another woman all
his life. God damn.
Yeah. My father was in and out of relationships.
I met a guy, he said his father had five wives.
I'm willing to say my father had three wives.
So now here, I see you with a beautiful young, beautiful woman, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And how did you meet her?
Knowing that you had somebody else. No, I didn't have nobody else.
When you met her. Okay, good.
Yeah, when I met her, it was pure. Like, I didn't have nobody else, but here's the difference. When I met her, for anybody who's listening to this.
Yes, sir. They are listening.
You move too quick. Don't move too quick.
When you met her, you moved too quick?
I'm too quick. I just got out of the relationship. Of 9 years. I didn't have time to myself.
Was she your therapist?
No. It wasn't that she was my therapist, right? It was, at the time, it was like.
That was something new.
Yeah, it was new. It was something, it was like, so she did things that
you never had a woman like her.
I never had.
So what type of woman is her? She's come from seven, four brothers, and they laid the law down when she was young, like not to tolerate certain shit.
She was, all right, so she was a spiritual woman.
You went to church?
Who, me? I was an atheist when I met her.
All right.
I didn't believe in church. I didn't believe in God. I didn't believe in Christianity. I thought it was all bullshit. I got to a point where God had to show himself to me, right? Like, a lot of times, like, we become spiritual and religious based on our upbringing, right?
You had to find it for yourself.
I had to find out for myself who God was.
It wasn't until
I found out for myself that things changed. I was like, oh.
Are you in the ex school?
He basically warning me about who he is and what to look out. And then she was angry. She was very angry. You know, she sent me articles about, you know, you can't.
But that sounds like somebody that really liked you.
No, she wanted her cake and eat it too. I'm not even gonna say
the
what
the lady
she
had
is.
A house call with shit.
Having a house,
that's somebody's shit.
Having a house.
How you doing? If you're walking through, it's okay. If you're walking through,
having a house,
possessions don't mean shit.
Yeah, it's no pets in the park, but if you're going straight through, you play pickleball, you can learn.
Thank you.
Say well. That's a nice talk, too.
Yeah, possessions don't mean anything. Yeah. Physical possessions.
We need that quiet, that physical, peace, that
yes.
tranquility.
Yes, I didn't have that.
And I spoke to her, and she said a lot of things. I'm like, wow, like, he tolerated that, and because she was a beast. And she let me know who she was. And
where you going? You didn't go but that way. Where you going? No. All right, but anyway.
We got to go
on the cook. Where are you going to the store? No, you live over there. Go out that gate. Okay, go home. Let me see where you're going. Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna watch you go home. I know you're gonna be in trouble. That's why I'm watching you. All right, go home. He's autistic, and I have to watch him.
That is fantastic.
I'll see you later.
How do you know?
Because I know when we were doing the shows, him and his sister. Would run into they never sat down and they would make noise while the movies are going on. But if he's used to going that way, but he's not supposed to, his house is right there. You should go out that way.
Okay.
I don't gotta watch it.
Where's you posting your
I'm gonna give you the podcast. I'm gonna give it to you right now.
Podcast.
So this is a 10-year marriage which worked out very well.
Mm-hmm. 2 years.
Oh, wait a minute, two years.
We've been together about ten.
Was you afraid to lose her?
I was terrified.
Why? Because she put some pressure on you about marrying her?
That shows us a lot of things that are different.
It had nothing to do with pressure.
She looks like she takes care of you.
It was like, no. No, she do.
Cook.
I do a majority of the cooking.
He don't mean like that. I take care of him and spiritually.
Yes.
You give him that man. You make him feel like a man.
And I redirect him. But in a way that he don't like, I just redirect him. And he don't like that. But it make him think, right? And we connect on different things. Like, I could be his homegirl, just see his left, I was upset, you know, get down like that. You know, it's cool. And we back to just being some wife. You know, and we have...
So what is it like to be a husband and wife, since you said you have the multi-talents? But let's, the husband and wife, because when you got married...
What about being a wife?
Did he ask you, did he get on his knees and propose?
He asked my family first.
Sure did.
He asked
I went to my brother-in-law first.
Yes.
And the brother-in-law, I told him, I was like, look, man, things that, like, there was some things that
happened.
But
you went to Dwayne.
I went to Dwayne first.
Yeah, Dwayne, my brother-in-law.
But Dwayne wasn't there.
I bet you they were saying, now, she getting ready to make a fucked up mistake. No, did they say
when
that?
When I went to her brother-in-law.
They said, about time her ass got married.
I showed him the ring, and I said, look.
You already had the ring.
I already had the ring. I said, look, I apologize for everything that I've done. I know I fucked up. But this is like my rebirth. It's my rebirth. And I literally said to him, like, this is my rebirth. And I'm going to make everything right. And I apologize for everything that, for the past. And he looked at me and he said, look, man, this is a whole different level.
Getting married.
Yeah, this is a whole different level. He said, you don't got to say shit to me. Like, all that is in the past.
It's about
what you do from now moving forward. Look, I've been the most faithful person moving forward. Like,
but as a woman, when you're traumatized from something like that, in the back of your mind, it will always be that question is.
As far as you're concerned.
I believe a lot of us out here like that.
I mean a lot of battered women.
I'm not battered.
Not you. Not look at me. Let me rephrase that. Some of the shit I've been hearing, I've never done. And some of the trauma, like the young lady today,
her father trying to have sex when she's 27 fucking years old. You know, I've heard a lot of stuff. Being a part, you know, it's such unbelievable. But what I meant by that is they just, people can put each other through a lot of wow shit. And why would, I have something going on with me that I just felt I'm never going to speak to them. I don't want them to hear my voice no more. Fuck no more. You will not, I will not engage you no more. And there's some little one, you know, typical kid involved. You understand? I'm not opening up my fucking mouth ever again. That's what I need to do. So I get what you're saying. Now, do you have anything, and I know it's your intuition, that you think he may slide out? Because y'all married, so you really do a lot of time together, so there's no way he could do anything wrong, and you don't think you're going to slip up and
It's not even a
thought. I know I'm. Because you went to the brother-in-law before you went to the family. Then you went to, you know why? I mean, it's fucking hard. You know, these women out here with this fucking, knowing you married, they fucking still try to get with them. You know?
Yeah. Let me say this.
Right. So.
So let me say this.
And marriage is really tough.
This is super important. This is what I'm about to say.
I like that y'all go at it. You know.
What I'm about to say is super important.
Yes, sir.
Know thyself. Because sometimes you just go off with your history. Your history don't mean shit.
History don't matter when you meet a new person. Yeah, you start a new path.
When you find,
but you can't have a fucked up history where it's just that damn hard to get to set.
When you find the one, right? There's. What you also find is there's nothing that you won't go through to show that person that, you know what, like, I'm real. Like, this is real. What I'm saying to you is, I went through a complete 360-degree transformation. Like, this woman transformed.
So you basically don't have no bickering coming towards you from her? No, you stupid ass.
I get that all the time.
No. That's because you're growing together.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm talking about.
But I think you.
You closed it back for me?
I think Jeffrey, you are just a genuine, kind person who would do your best with any.
You found that out in his heart.
I think that's who he is.
That's who
like,
he is.
Just try his best with me or someone else that he's with. If it's a one-on-one.
She said you were good. You were a good dude when you walked away.
Let me tell you something.
You're a good man.
He's good to his mom.
I'm a
very good
man.
I'm not even gonna say that I'm a good man. I live a way that I don't have to talk.
I hear that. That's me.
Right? Because when you have to talk about it, that means you're not really that guy, right?
Well, I know this helped a lot of people, guys. Oh, we were talking about, we had a relationship coach come on, too. So I think you guys might have outdid him.
Yeah,
I ain't heard no shit like this in a minute.
That's not who you are. Like, it's easier to show it. And the easiest way to show it is to show up every single day.
Are you proud of him?
I'm proud of how far he has come.
So you basically saw a wounded leopard with a bad paw.
I saw a lot.
I had a bad jaw. I couldn't even eat what I wanted.
Boy, but you needed to get the jaw fixed because they needed to get that eating going. Your wife wants to leave.
Once I got it all together.
I'm proud of you, man. Come on, you need a head up? No, you good.
Nah, hell no.
And what you smoking? What kind of cigars you got?
Look, man.
Because I go to golf outings and they have these guys roll up these Cubans. And they always tell me, but they know I don't smoke cigars. They say, yo, Brent, make sure you get 6 cigars because we're going to send them to Texas tomorrow.
But it depends on where you go, where you get your cigars.
And that smelled really good.
Yeah. It's where you
I'm proud of you, man.
You smell,
man. Ma'am, I'm very happy that you took one of our brothers.
I'm
getting ready to give you everything. I'm glad that you saved the brother. Oh, I know you are. Because I know one thing. You got a good person. And she raised well.
Oh, yeah.
So you ain't fooling around.
Look.
On Easter Sunday, thank
God.
Blessings to you, man.
I'm happy that you said that.
Yes, sir.
Because she raised me in more ways than she will.
That's a beautiful baby. What's up, Rambo? Bring the baby here. I'll play with her.
I had to accept the fact that I was being raised.
Well, you know what?
I had to accept
it. Is the age
close to one another?
Oh, yeah. I'm about to be 48.
Okay. We don't need to know.
And you
got a good woman, right? So you this
I'm
is
fantastic.
So you have a sent you took the life sentence. No parole.
Hi. No, I'm on parole, brother. I'm on life parole.
Listen, you're doing good with the walking too, because I'm glad you didn't do that damn surgery. Listen to me. I normally say something to people, but he's smoking a damn cigar. You'll change the taste when you get around. No, we started a friends group. We take care of everything. Oh, let me give you my information. We're not going yet. Okay. Let me put it. I want to thank you. And that's it.
Oh, my God. Sorry about that. Language. It was more to that. But I think it was enough. Wish them both well. How about that? And for their marriage, we'll get them a big.
Oh, it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. What the?
And I'm gonna clap it up for you, girl. I know you're missing it. You're from a big studio. This is just now. Keep an eye on it. My question to her was, has her girlfriend upset her? There's a lot of women. Men. Not he, man, she, man. They want men.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
I have no clue who they are. Hopefully they'll get their I'm glad you didn't do this for me because, you know, I had that. It was an exercise. So I didn't even really do the right thing. I had to still make sure that my relationship, but I put a lot of, I'm happy. I'm moving around. It began with me saying,
oh, it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Question. And every answer he gave, and every question I threw at him, I didn't want to say anything more than what he had done.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Then we would have really seen what kind of woman you were, how bad you wanted to eat, wasn't able to walk, and be mobile. That would have been another thing. I think that was crazy. I think he was there.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, what I got out of this was that you just can't go into marriage with the baggage. Whether it be the man or the woman, you know, especially them interracial marriage where they speak a different language and then they get mad at all this. It's not easy, but it can be beautiful. Not just the sex. That's important too, you know, but these days you gotta have a contract with that. If I ain't doing anything tonight. Or you come in tied out, so you was with that other kid. Who needs all that shit? And he's washing in the sink of the airport. He's lucky they didn't find out. They would have fired his ass for that. Because if they fired him for being late a couple of times, he's been there for a lot of years. Can you imagine? You heard what I asked him. Did you do the crack and the nuts? How did you get those clean? No. We consider ourselves lucky, fortunate. And this no. And then the big question was when he was cheating, because that girl looked really clean. She's beautiful. She's a good looking woman. Light skin, you know, she got she looked good. I asked her to drop her glasses because I was asking, and she was homing in. Like pinpoint, and I wanted to see who was looking at me like that. And then I asked for permission. You heard me ask him. Well, he's confident. I think he dodged the bullet in respect to being with the wrong person, not growing up with a two-party family, want to stay together, want to be married. He's married again, and you can view it, you can judge it, you just don't be critical. Just think about what you heard. Don't go up this, you know. He said he was on prior to me turning it on. He was on not eggshells, it was something, cobblestones or some shit. So the one he's got now is gonna keep an eye on him. She's gonna look out for him. They're gonna fight, argue, disagree. That's all is what it is. Two people getting together, appetite together, ain't always easy. And somebody's gotta take the rational stand. In my case, I had something take place with me. I was freaking tired of it, and I'm never ever speaking again. I don't give a shit. I don't care. And especially when there's kids involved, you got to be delicate. And then when you got one person that this reckless with their freaking mouth and the children are hearing it, it takes two to argue, and someone's got to take the initiative. And you're thinking back what you did. I never look back. Never look back. I mean, you look back because you always want somebody to be really okay. Come on, you sleep with the dude or the woman. How you not want to wish them well or pay their last respects? I mean, that's the kind of shit that is when you do engage with people. And if it doesn't work out or if it's a relocation and one can't go, you have to not burn that bridge. There's no way in the world you're going to exchange your DNA with me and you're going to deal with me like, nah, it's bullshit. But you might as well be honest. If that marathon didn't happen, he probably would have had two women. Because I don't know too many women that you could tell them that you're away. Well, FaceTime me where your ass is at. Or Google tracking. You know how you ladies do. And she said, if you heard her, she's never met a man. She's never met a person that lies better than a woman. So you're all lying to us. That's from one of your species, out of your clan of women. But all in all, they're together. He married her. And he ain't going nowhere, from what I'm understanding. And the cigars ain't the best thing, y'all. But, you know, you got to spit and shit. I don't know. Cigar mouth. And she said, let's go. I want to cook. Who the hell forces your man to stop talking? He want to cook. And I'm sorry about there was a young man, a boy, a child, whose parent lives across the street. She's letting him be a man. And I know the mother. I know the family. And I think he was a little autistic. That's what they told me. And he went out the wrong gate. And I've never seen him go out that gate. And I watched his ass. Because we are all responsible. If you frequent a playground, a park, or any venue, and you recognize people and children and things get out of the ordinary, especially with kids. Now, I got in a little incident one time where I saw a child leave out of that same very gate and go to a car. And I went over to the car, and them fucking assholes was cursing me and talking all of this shit to me. It was the sister was responsible for coming and getting the boy the proper way. But when I saw this child and others, we saw it. So I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going to wait to get an Amber Alert. I waited and I said, I said to the kid, not to them, do you know them? And you know how, you know, it was black. They started talking shit to me. I said, miss, I don't really give a damn what you tell me. Is that your sister, young man? He said, yeah. Well, the mother came back and said, thank you for what you did. I said, miss, I have my kid. Everybody knows he's with me. You just can't leave a child in the playground, especially if it's your daughter or somebody, and you're not fucking watching. Or you went somewhere, or you left them in the park because you see all of us. No, bullshit. And with this kid, and they respected that because the guy said, yo, that's cool that you're doing that. They were watching us for a while. They were sitting over there just getting some air. And you could hear the pickleball in the background. So I offered them that they wanted to play because they were looking. And I went over and then we started talking. And then one thing led to another. He had the cigar. And then he asked me. He started questioning me. I said, well, how about if I question you? Who the hell are y'all? We never seen you before. And that's how it all started. It worked out well. And I hope you enjoyed this. I don't even know what to say. What happens when you marry the wrong woman? We could do it like that. How about that? So hopefully you enjoyed it. I think I got the sound right. You know, we had one last night. We had a special guest come on. And I think in the first 6 minutes of this conversation, you know, we've been playing. There's no engineer here. We just flying it and riding it and throwing it out and trying to get it right, making it sound the best that we can and giving you the utmost authentic, uncut podcast. We are from the Facts and the Porcupine Podcast. Sweeney is your host. We are so appreciative that people are following us. This is growing, but Mark, the community is yours. And there's a whole lot more of episodes. We got a great one up there. But listen, this one was a doozy. And he had more. But we unpacked it. Let's get right down to the juice. And then there's another one that a gentleman came on about a month and a half ago. He's a relationship coach. You know, we got a great one coming up if you meditate. We got another great one coming up. This is a short one. We're going to do the short ones in a row where we met someone. You go out there and try to trick the banks and all that. That young lady today I met. Cybersecurity ain't no joke. Husband's a legal aid lawyer. Beautiful young lady. Very respectful. Then we met somebody yesterday on a flute. Somebody was bending down, doing some stupid shit. And the woman's walking a dog. And all of a sudden, she sees a body on the floor. She thought it was a dog or somebody. I don't know. But she was going to go across. But she didn't go across. And she came my way. And I said, you're fine. So guess what she does? She meditates. She has another some other meditation she does, and she's an acting coach. Sister had a lot to say, had two dogs, one had a muzzle. Why all these little small ass dogs got attitude? They can't be nothing. And she gave me a great conversation. Then we met another young lady yesterday, right around. Yesterday was a hot day, man. A good day for conversation. She had unfortunately had some issues with her father trying to be fresh with her, and she overcame that. It's just a wonderful, wonderful. It's the more you know about who you are around. And unfortunately, lost somebody, a neighbor on my block lost his daughter on the MTA transit last Wednesday. I just found that out. She was pushed on the tracks, and this shit got to stop. So on behalf of the couple that we spoke to, the Facts in the Porcupine Podcast, we hope you enjoy his fortunate and wonderful opportunity that he has now to do it right. That this one ain't playing well. I mean, she went on Facebook, tracked the lady down, and said, call me. Gangster as you want to be. Because you need to know that your man has another woman. Now, if that was an African, what are you calling my other wife for? You'll wait till I get there. You are wife number two. And I asked her, would she go for two? She said, hell no. Listen, stay safe. And if it ain't going right, go look in the mirror and say hi. You'll smile. God damn right you'll smile. This is the Facts of Porcupine Podcast. I am just... I mean, it's hard to walk away with some kids. And you guys can lay the law down. Amen. You know, you're asking a lot of people. Don't wait. Whether it's a guy, same sex, don't wait for somebody to commit goddamn sin.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
No kidding. Watch out for the cheating. Cheating brings diseases. You make it. Thinking it's a woman could be a man. I know some guys that have had those problems just by hearing. And, you know, if you feel that way, you might as well be in an affair or some shit like that. But if you really feel like you want to spend time with someone, don't get into that. Give that shit to me. It's a problem. Either way, you found me. How y'all like that analogy? She just found me. Let me win. Little broken poor. He said, no, my jaw was broken. Stay well, man. I hope it's a Monday.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Yeah, that was Porcupine. Woman calls another. That was a good one.